I sitting? And my mom is not here because I made her sick. I was unwell. I went to a house and spread my germs. And unfortunately, now she's sick. That's what happened. I promise I am no longer contagious. I promise. But let me begin firstly to tell all the women in this room and to all the mothers, I want to encourage you. I want to remind you who you are today. Today's sermon is about reminding who you are, to why you are created. And I pray that today's message will bring clarity, will bring healing, will bring restoration and purpose to you. And men, put up your hands. Are you in the room? Are there men in the room? All right, there's one with a flower. Awesome. He's not the mother, but it's the husband. Okay, put up your hands again. I need you to put up your hands up high. That's right. Men, you need to put up high. You know why? Let me tell you something. This message is also for you. You know why? Because you either have a wife, you either have a future wife one day, you have a sister, you have a friend, you have a mom, thank you, and you have a daughter. You may have a grandmother. But they too need to be reminded. And if you don't know why they are created, their purpose, this is when you need to know so you can remind them. This is your place today to remind them, okay? Got it, men? Oh, only two, three yeps. All right. Okay. I know Kelvin. I don't know where he is. Good. Okay, you're next to your wife. Awesome. Kelvin. Kelvin, Kelvin asked you guys to stand before. Sorry, I've been unwell, I have not slept in many nights. Just to let you know, I haven't even slept a wink. So I've been up all night and the last few nights coughing or high on drugs, like good drugs, okay? For my asthma, not for anything else. Sorry. See, I told you, this is what happens when you don't have enough sleep. May I ask again all the women in this house to please stand? This is, I need to do something with you guys. All the women. That's right. All the women. Awesome. Look at each and every one of you. Just turn around and say, hey, what a radiant bunch of women you guys are. Yeah, Crystal, you have to remain standing. You can't sit yet. Today, I need you to hear this. Women, switch on your ears if you can. I wish my mom was here because I want to bless her as well. But I know she'll be listening in the recording. Today, we honor every kind of mother and woman. Biological moms, soon-to-be moms, adoptive moms, spiritual mothers, aunties, mentors, carers, and friends. Anyone who has mothered, nurtured, led, or loved, I want to tell you that you matter. And it would be remiss of me to not pause and acknowledge those for whom today brings pain rather than celebration. To those who love, who have lost their mothers. To those who have lost a child or more. To those who long to be mothers but haven't been able to. And to those carrying the quiet weight of estranged relationships. God is wanting to say that He sees you. And I want to say, we see you. We acknowledge your grief, your longing, your silence, your strength. I want to say that you are deeply loved. And we stand with you. And please remember, God has not forgotten you. He sees you. He has a plan for you, and He can redeem whatever pain you have suffered. And that is the goodness of God. And now to all the women in here, all the mothers in here, even in weakness, you carry a strength this world cannot explain. Do you agree? Come on, women, you got to roar this time. I'm going to say it. Even in weakness, you carry a strength this world cannot explain. True? Amen. Yes. How many bearing children? That's right. Cool. I'm going to say this, and this is a charge to you guys. You are God-fearing. Come on, if you believe it, you say amen. You are wise. You are courageous. You are selfless and fearless. Oh, come on, say it like you believe it. And no one, and I'm going to say this to you, and no one, yes, no one can ever mess with you. Not the devil himself. And if the devil tries to tell you otherwise, say, that's a lie from the pit of hell. It doesn't come from God. I want to tell you that God has anointed you, and he continues to anoint you for this high calling. You are the ones that are praying in the quiet. You are the ones that are shaping hearts in the hidden places, standing strong behind the scenes. My dear, beautiful women of God, you may never be inducted into the Motherhood Hall of Fame, but when your feet hit the ground in the morning, let me tell you who shudders. Satan. He shudders. You know why? Because the moment you put your feet down, he goes, oh no, she's up. She's up to so many good things, and I want to try and mess it up. So you got to remember, when you wake up in the morning, I want to encourage you that when you step up, you mighty women of God, you rise up each day, and before you put your foot down out of your bed, you say, God, today is your day. Today it is, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And today, Father God, I speak life. I speak light over my family, over my children, over my workplace, over wherever that I go. Father God, thank you, Lord. I'm alive because you are alive. That is how we rise up to be the women of God that God has called us to be. Amen? And you may sit. Never underestimate. Guys, you, that was supposed to be a cheering moment. Men, cheer for your women. Hey. Maybe I need to do a sermon on husbands. How do you need to edify your wives? Is that good? Come on. Yeah. Oh, the men said yes. That means it's a good thing. It's coming. Okay. But let me say this. Never underestimate who you are. Never underestimate who you carry. Never underestimate the power of prayer. Because you know what? We have the one who is actually listening. Amen? That's actually when you're supposed to take your seat. So why do we celebrate Mother's Day? Because motherhood is high calling. I know that. You know why? Because I've been picking up Wallace's poop for the last 9.5 years. So I can tell you, it is a high calling. But seriously and truly, I want to pause and thank you. I want to say thank you to all the mothers. Thank you to the woman who shaped us. And thank God for the gift of motherhood. We honor all women today because God sees your sacrifices. God sees your love. He sees how you reflect his character and compassion. I think, I don't know about you guys, men, you do not know this, but being a mom is one of the hardest, I believe, and I think the holiest jobs in the world. Some days you coach, some days you're a coach, some day you're a chef, you're a cleaner, you're a nurse, you're a counselor, you're a chauffeur. Oh my goodness, if I put the microphone in front of you guys, the amount of running around every time I have to call somebody, Anna, Crystal, or Sarah, I'm going to netball, I'm going to this, I'm going to that, I'm going to drop gymnastics. I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, you're a chauffeur, you're a prayer warrior, and a best friend, all packed in one. And just when you think you're done, and you think, you know, once when they have moved out, that's what my mother thought. But then I came back to her house, Mom, please help me. I'm sick. She still has to wear those hats. She still has to nurse me. She still has to coach me. And I want to thank my mom. And I want to thank all mothers here. It's exhausting. It's relentless. It's messy. So hard to turn around like this. But it's also one of the greatest blessings God could ever entrust us with. Amen? So why did God make women and mothers or motherhood? I feel like I need to say this part because men, it's not so much sometimes for the women to hear, but I think the men need to hear this. You know, when God made us women, he made men and women to reflect the fullness of God's glory. Because he didn't just make men and men, he made men and women. He didn't make women and women to reflect the fullness of his glory. He made men and women. Sorry, I have to stress on this. He made men and women to reflect the fullness of his glory, to reveal. So for us women is to reflect his image, the image of the creative side, the nurturing side, the loving side, the unconditional side of who God is. That we're compassionate and we follow that life-giving qualities that God has in his image. And one of the things that why God created us, men, you need to remember this, because women are to be life bearers and nurturers. God gave women the ability to carry and bring forth life. You can't have a baby in your belly, but women can. Amen. Go, Shirley. That is physically as mothers, but also spiritually as nurturers of others. In Isaiah 66:13, it says that God even says, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. That is showing God's image of how much that side of him to comfort you, that side of him to nurture you, that side of him that reflects the mother's heart. What God is also, one of the reasons that God created women is to be partners and co-laborers. In Genesis 2:18, God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. And men say? Yeah. Oh, say it louder. It is not good for man to be alone. And I will make a helper suitable for him. And men say? Oh, you guys. The word helper in Hebrew is ezer, which is also used to describe God's help. It doesn't mean you're less than, okay? It actually means strong partner. It means someone essential, someone powerful to walk alongside others. Isn't that great? So men, if you look at your wife and you just tell her that, oh, you're just my helpmate, I'm going to come over to your house and I will give you the longest lecture you will ever, never, ever want to hear from me. They are your strong partner. They are to walk alongside you because they are powerful, because they are the other half of God's fullness of his glory. What women are created for is to build generations, legacy, and spiritual influence. Mothers are often the spiritual and emotional anchors of families. And through their love, their prayers, teaching and sacrifice, and their faith, they shape the next generation. I will share more about this later. But not just biologically, but spiritually and relationally. And number five, there's many more, but at least it's five things, men, if you can remember, you remember to be kind to your wife and to your mother and to your daughter. Because they reveal God's tender strength. Women carry a kind of strength that is often quiet but unshakable. Proverbs 31 paints the picture of a woman who is strong, who is wise, hardworking, and deeply loving. This strength is God-given, and it actually glorifies him. We have to see. I hope tonight when you go home, when you look at your wife or you look at your sister, you look at your mother or you look at your daughter, that you will see, wow, this is God's glory. She is reflecting the image of the Father. She is a life bearer, and she's going to be a nurturer. Those who have many daughters, look at them that way. To be partners, to be co-laborers. And you pray that over their lives. You are to build generations. You are to leave legacy. You are to be a spiritual influence. And that tender strength of God in them. And we see this throughout the scriptures. We see a beautiful thread of mothers chosen by God for key moments in His story. Though none of them were perfect, each showed God's qualities that shaped generations. My throat is dry. You know, one of the hardest things to do is being here to preach on Mother's Day. It's not something I like to do on a Mother's Day. For some of you who know my story, you know, when I fell sick this week at a senior pastor's retreat, I thought to God, yes, I don't have to preach. Someone else can come and preach for me. I can ask Pastor Jeremy or someone who can step in. And I said, because I'm sick. Not that I want to fall sick. It was horrible. But God kept silent, and that means I still have to do it. Don't you love it? When God is in charge, you can't say no to Him. Amen? Well, I thought I want to share. There's a lot of women in the Bible. There's many more, but I just chose this few. But I'm not going to go through all of them. But I just want to pick a few for us to actually feel that we can relate to, especially women. But men, hear it, because it's not easy. It's not easy, and you probably could never understand what a woman would go through. But I just want to share a little bit biblically what few women have gone through. And the first up, who else would I like to start with? Do we know who? Eve. The first mother. It's okay. Mary will be later. Mary will be last. Eve. Can you just imagine Eve? She is the first mother in the Bible. She had no friends to call, to ask about, what do I do when I feel a kick in my tummy? What do I do if this pain in my tummy? She has no mother to call at 2 a.m. to say, hey, mom, what do I do? How do I take care of this child? She has no Facebook to join a mother group, friends, to actually ask for help, and no Google at that time to find out what to do. Eve had to figure out motherhood from scratch. She experienced the first for that every mother now shares, the first kick, the first cry, the first steps, but with no one saying, hey, that's normal. You know, after leaving the Garden of Eden, Eve faced what many mothers today know too well, which is the physical pain, the sleepless nights, and even the unimaginable grief when she lost Abel. Yet she found the strength to continue loving, hoping, and raising a family. Though her story begins with a mistake, it doesn't end there. Because God, in His goodness, He kept Eve in His story. Thank you. He kept Eve in His story, weaving her life with all its messy, beautiful reality into His greater plan. In Eve, every mother can see herself. Imperfect, yet irreplaceable. Sometimes overwhelmed, but always essential to God's ongoing work in the world. The next person I want to talk about is Sarah. Sarah, the mother of Isaac, stands as a testament to faith tested by time. Mothers whose faith has been tested by time. We pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, and then we wait, and then we wait, and we wait, and sometimes nothing. And Sarah even laughed at God's promise of a child in her old age, which she ultimately believed. Her journey was marked by decades of waiting, yet she remained by Abraham's side, faithfully following God's lead. In Sarah, we see a woman of deep faith, remarkable patience, and quiet obedience. Qualities that position her at the heart of God's covenant's promise. I was going to go with Jochebed, but I'm looking at time there. I'm going to just skip to a No, I think I have to talk about Jochebed because I think some mothers need to hear this. Jochebed, mother of Moses, if you don't know who she is, was a portrait of courage and sacrificial love. And mothers, that's what you do. You have a lot of courage. You have a lot of love. And in the face of Pharaoh's brutal decree, she defied fear and hid her newborn son. She was risking everything to protect him. And I think that's what we do. Sometimes when our children are going through stuff, we would risk everything to protect them. True? Mothers, fathers even, you would do anything. But with wisdom and trust in God, she had a plan to protect Moses. Though it meant giving up, Jochebed chose her son's safety and future over her own. She is a mother that showed bravery, wisdom, and deep faith that actually not shaped just her son, but shaped the destiny of the Israelites. He was the great deliverer for the Israelites. And God, I just love the way God weaved everything, every woman in the Bible, and every person I believe in here to paint out his story in your children's story and your children's children's story. So you have a legacy that God is asking you to leave behind. And the one Mary that Serene brought up, the mother of Jesus, that is a profound example of surrender and strength. She was such a young woman and she willingly embraced God's call on her life, fully aware of the social cost. She identified herself as the Lord's servant and carried out her role with grace, faith, and quiet courage. Mary endured great joy, but also deep sorrow, none greater than watching her son suffer on the cross. Through it all, she remained steadfast. If we look at all the women here, there is no one way to be a woman of God. Scripture is full of these women who reflect different aspects of his nature. And let us glean from them. Let us glean from these people who have walked the walk. And I just want to say that not all women are biological mothers. But all women are called to nurture, to disciple, to pour out love in Christ. Yeah. Before I share about a personal testimony, this whole week when I was preparing for this message and I said, God, this is very hard for me to share, to be here standing in this position, not knowing what a mother truly feels like. I can joke around and talk about my dog, that I've got a fur baby, but I don't know what it feels like to be in your shoes. I would never know what it feels like to be in your shoes. But God reminded me of the three women I would like to share about in my life. But this week, I've been reminded, not just in my role as your pastor, but as a woman, that being strong doesn't mean you don't feel weary. That being faithful doesn't mean that you won't feel stretched. And that leading others doesn't mean you always know what to do. I've had to hold on to God in some deep ways this last week or the last few weeks. I had to do it quietly. I had to do it on my carpet. But I had to do it honestly. And through it all, I've heard Holy Spirit whisper, "You don't have to be perfect to stand in my presence. Just present. Just be present." And I want to remind the mothers here today, women here today, you don't have to be perfect to be standing in the presence of God. Just be present. So I stand before you not because everything feels easy. Well, I'm not standing, I'm sitting, sorry. But because the legacy of the women in my life taught me this. Even in weakness, God's grace is enough. Even you feel unseen or uncertain, you can still stand and declare that God is good and He is faithful. Amen? These women that I want to talk about is my grandmother, my mother, and my sister. They led me to Jesus, not by being flawless, but by being faithful. I'm so sorry, my energy is actually depleting. I want to talk about my grandmother. She's the first person to show me about Jesus Christ. I'm reminded in 2 Timothy 1:5. Do you remember the grandmother Lois? You remember her? I remember of her sincere faith, and every time when I remember my grandmother, I remember Lois. My grandmother sowed seeds of faith. She prophesied over me, saying that I will come to Australia before she passed away. And did you know when she told me that I was going to come to Australia, you know what I said? No way. I don't want to come to Australia. I want to go to the UK or US. Don't take me to Australia. Oh, God. You know what's scary, friends? When God gives a word to you, He is so faithful to keep it, so you better not get out, not get in His way, because He will have His word at the end. Amen? So when my grandmother prophesied that, I tried every way, every part of me did not come to Australia. That's the funny bit. But what I want to tell you about her, she couldn't speak English well, but she read an English Bible every day. She would carry, my grandmother, she's a, I wish I could have a picture, but she would wear a sarong. You know what a sarong? And she would be washing clothes, she'll be singing, she'll be worshiping Jesus. And her sarong will be wet, and she will lift it up and sit down, open the Bible while she's doing housework, and she reads the word daily. She prays for her family. She prays for her children. And the worst part about my grandmother that I couldn't take is that she would call me every day on the phone and remind me, "Do not let go of Jesus's hands." Every day, friends. If your grandmother calls you every day and remind you that hey, don't let go of Jesus' hand, you kind of go like, there were a few times I actually kind of raised my voice and said, "Aya, Amma, I got it, okay? I got it. I won't let go of His hands." Seriously, I did. I was so frustrated. But you know what? I'm so grateful for her. I'm so grateful for her prayers. I'm so grateful that she prophesied. I'm so grateful that she believed in God, that she prayed for her children and her children's children, that she was faithful. Even though her husband cheated on her, she still remained faithful. She was there. And her spiritual legacy still lives on, and it shows in my cousin and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. And I believe more to come. My mother, who couldn't be here today, she is a resilient mother of endurance. She is hardworking. She is strong. She loved without complaining. And she kept her faith. As you all know, she married my father, who was a Muslim, but she still kept her faith in Christ. My mother, she is known for correcting me outright in front of everybody, or she doesn't care when she corrects me, but I'm grateful for her correction because she loves me. She may not know how to say it sometimes, but I know her heart means well. And I know that she never gave up on me, even though other people would have given up on me, but she would still stand with me. She's generous. Even sometimes when I say, Mom, can I have $100? And she never asks it back. That's the generosity. No, you know what? She has given me more than I could ever imagine. Her endurance to keep on going, she's, the funny thing is, right? She's already retired and she has gone back to work. I don't even understand that. Yes, she has such energy, which I wish I've got, which I'm praying, God, please impart that. And the third person I want to talk about is my sister. She was my best friend. She's compassionate. And she is a person that intercedes for me. When I had gone through what I had gone through when I was growing up, she was there. She never left my side. Even when she was in the UK, she was my confidant. She was everything to me. She actually played like a spiritual mother to me as well. But all I can say, all these three women, all three of them led me not to depend on them, but to anchor my faith in God alone. I stand tall today, not because of them, but because what they have instilled in me about God. My grandmother wasn't famous. My mother didn't get awards, and my sister wasn't on a platform. But their yes to God changed my life. And your yes, mothers, women, will change the lives of your children. I don't know what my message has spoken to you today. But I want to close today with I want to see the grandmothers in this house to stand. The grandmothers in this house. If you're a grandmother, stand. Never giving up on your children and your grandchildren and your children's children. God sees you. God knows your heart. God knows your prayers. And He will answer every one of them. And I want to tell you that you still have a voice. That your voice doesn't stop here. It didn't stop last week. It didn't stop last year. You still have a voice. And there are some women in this room that have not known that kind of love. That have not known that kind of strength that you have. And I'm going to ask you, if I may, that you could pray for these women. And I want to ask the women here, that if you've never had that kind of prophecy over your life, that your mother or your anyone who didn't see you, your grandmother or whoever didn't see you, today God is opening this space for you. That He says, I see you. Can I invite those people to stand? The ones who never had that, who never had their mothers release them to be the women that God has called them to be. And now you're also a spiritual mother. I would love for you to stand as well, Annalim. I would love for you to stand as well, to join the grandmothers in here. I know you're not a grandmother, but you know what? It is to come, that's right. But you have been prophetically declaring over your children. Sharon, you please stand as well, Sharon. Because I feel like these women in this, Agnes, can you please stand as well? Because I feel we need to release what God is wanting to do in this room, to pray for our younger women. We're going to take this few minutes to just pray for the younger women in this room. And then women, I want you to also pray for the one standing here. Oh, Rebecca, you have to stand. You're a godly woman. Come on, you got to stand up because I need your words. I need you to pray. Can invite the ones who need prayers. Ask Holy Spirit right now, who do you want to go and pray for you? And then pray for them. Can we just have this time? Can I have the worship team up here, please? And as they're praying, come on, don't be shy, Holy Spirit. Because God is wanting to do, He wants to release this generation. He wants to bless you because this is what I sense, right? You see, my friends, I need to tell you this. I was so dependent on my mother, on my sister, even my grandmother. But when God showed me, He said He needed to cut that off so that I can be the woman that God has called me to be. But I needed to be released. And the only way to be released is actually having someone say, I release you to be the woman of God that God has called you to be. Because sometimes our mothers do not know how to do that. But there are women in here that needs to be released. You know when I got released, my friends? At age 41. I didn't know that I needed to be released because every person have a rite of passage. You know, when you're 12 years old, you're turning into 13, there is that rite of passage that you are acknowledged that you are a young woman. But then after that, no one recognizes you that now you're a woman. But this is the place here that God wants to not do childish things anymore, is not to have childlike thoughts anymore, but to be the mature woman that God has called you to be. And if you've never been released that before, let us do it today. Can I ask the ladies that have been standing here, can you please come to the front? Can you please come? Chin Chin and all, come. We want to honor them, and husbands, for men, husbands, brothers, I need you to be praying. This is a time we want to release. I need you to not face me, I need you to face them. Come stand here. You to prophesy. God has released you that your prayers come. Stand even further front. Do not stand at the back. You're not meant to shy away. You're meant to shine. You're never ever meant to stand at the back. because God has made you strong partners. God has made you the reflection of His image. God has made you to, He has given you to be nurturers, to be teachers, to be prayers of the next generation, and to leave spiritual legacy behind. So I charge you, women in the congregation, I charge you, if you desire to be prayed for, if you desire to be released as that woman, you come forth right now and ask to be prayed for. If you want that blessing, if you want that, you come forth right now. Come on, because this is your time. Oh, hallelujah. This is an invitation. There's nothing to be fearful of, because God is wanting to do and release you to be the woman, to be the woman that God has called you to be. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, husbands, brothers, I need you to pray. I need you to pray. Siu Chin, I forgot to see you. You are meant to stand that side and prophesy over. No. Can I invite you? You sense, you see who God, that who you feel sense that God is asking you to pray for in these people. Let God lead you. Today is your day. Today God has given you that power. He's empowering you to pray, to bless, and to prophesy. You have that power because God says it is on you. The anointing is on you. Oh, hallelujah. You have nothing to be afraid of, because you have been praying for your children and your children's children. And shall we? We're just going to keep in this atmosphere of praying. Is there any other women that want to be prayed for? That you want to be released to be the woman? Who has not been prayed for? We want every woman in this room to be blessed. Women of First Light, you are leaving a legacy. Before we sing our final song and declare the goodness of God, I want to say this to you. Women of First Light, you are leaving a legacy. Whether you feel seen or unseen, your love matters. Your prayers carry power. Your faith is planting seeds. You are a Lois, you are a Hannah, you are a Ruth, you are a Deborah, you are a Mary, and more. You are daughters of the King. Amen? So church, Would you open your hands before the Lord? Just open your hands before the Lord. And I just want to say to every woman here, to every mother, every daughter, sister, and friend, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He lift the weight of your shoulders and replace it with His peace. May He remind you that you are seen, known, and deeply loved. May the prayers you have whispered in the dark become testimonies that shine in the light. May your legacy not be defined by perfection, but by the persistent yes to God day after day. And to every generation in this room, may the older women rise to bless the younger. And may the younger rise to honor, to rise in honor and strength. May we be the church of mothers and daughters, of sisters and saints, building each other up. And may the love of God, the Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you, empower you, and carry you today and always. And we all say, Amen.